Come out hiding. Okay, so let's pick up where today's daf is Lamed, right? So let's just pick up. We stopped in the middle. Which Idmar? On the bottom?
Yeah, couple lines up.
I thought we didn't finish that. Let's go to the top.
The
Itmar that. Yeah, one, two, three, four, five, six, eight lines up. Itmar Rosh Chodesh Teves.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Fine. So Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shachal Yos B'chol. So Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is also Chanukah, falls out during the week. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha says, Karo Tlasa. So you have Rosh Chodesh. You have three for Chanukah, but Rosh Chodesh you have to read four Aliyos. So Karo Tlasa B'Rosh Chodesh. So he says we poke the main thing is Rosh Chodesh. So three Aliyos read from the Rosh Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, V'chad B'Chanukah, and one reads Chanukah. Okay, in the section of Chanukah. Dimi says the opposite. Dimi Ben Chayfa Omer Karo Tlasa B'Chanukah V'chad Rosh Chodesh. The other way around. Chanukah seems to be Iker. Three read from Chanukah, one reads from Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Mani, Kavasei Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistabra. Rav Mani says that Rav Yitzchak Nafcha seems...
So
Rav Mani, Kavasei Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha seems to make more sense. We have the cloud, Tadir, Shein Tadir, Tadir called them. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and therefore it should go first. That was your machlokas, whether that's an application of Tadir. Okay, so there's 12 Rosh Chodeshim, there are 8 days of Chanukah, but all the days of Rosh Chodesh are spread out. The Chanukah is all together. So there are those who say the Chanukah might be Tadir. So maybe. So that happens to be a machlokas. Okay, so he says that Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and therefore it should have the main focus, and therefore three Aliyos should be read from Rosh Chodesh, one from Chanukah. Rav Avin says, no, Kvaseh the Rav Dimi Mistabra. He says that Rav Dimi makes more sense. Mi Garam L'Revi Shavo. The only reason why you're reading the fourth Aliyah is because it's Rosh Chodesh, right? So Hilkach would be Rosh Chodesh by Mikre. So therefore the fourth person should read Rosh Chodesh, but really it's Chanukah. So you read Chanukah regularly. Oh, we have a fourth Ola, that's Rosh Chodesh. So therefore he should read, the fourth Ola will read Rosh Chodesh. So my Havi'ola, so what is the Maskana? Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Rosh Chodesh. We don't focus on Rosh Chodesh to make it the Iker. Rather Chanukah is the Iker, and we read three for Chanukah and one from Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbah Amar Imashkichim Chanukah. Rabbah says, no, the other way around. We don't make Chanukah the Iker, rather Rosh Chodesh is the Iker, and we read three in Rosh Chodesh, and we do one in Chanukah. And the Gemara says, Hilchasa, the Lach is Imashkichim Chanukah. We don't focus on Chanukah, rather to make it the Iker, rather make Rosh Chodesh the Iker, and therefore you would read three from Rosh Chodesh and one from Chanukah. Itmar, next case. Now we're going back to what the focus of our Mishnah was, which was the Arba Parshios. So Itmar. Chal Lios be'atav etzaveh. So Shabbos Parsha Shkalim falls out on the Parsha Shavuos Tetzaveh, right? That's Truma Tetzaveh Kitisa. So the issue is going to be a lot now is that there is Shkalim is right from Kitisa. So how do we differentiate Parsha Shkalim from Parsha Kitisa? So he says here if the Shabbos that we reach Shkalim falls out in Parsha Tetzaveh. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Karushita Miata Tetzaveh. We read six from Atat Tetzaveh, Ad Kitisa, up until Kitisa, right? You read six. You basically, instead of breaking up Tetzaveh into seven, the Gemara here is going to what we paskened earlier, which was Maftir Olam and Aminyan. So that's where we get seven, right? We don't do that. We separate with the Chassid Kaddish. He says, Miata Tetzaveh Kitisa, V'chad, and the next person reads Parsha Shkalim, which is Kitisa, Ad, right? Which is Vadavar Shem Moshe Leimor, until Basisa Kiyar Nechoshes. Good morning. Today's daf is learning the Zeichah Nishmas.
Meir ben Aaron.
Meir ben Aaron is Yurtzeit is today. Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay.
I see
something. Okay. So, okay. Okay, so he says, again, so Itmar Chal Liyos Yata Tetzaveh, you read Shisa Vata Tetzaveh, six read from Parsha Tetzaveh, and the seventh Olam just reads the next, continues and reads Kitisa, which is the next. Amar Abai says, no, that doesn't work. Right, Amri, because people will say, Ok me hu dekam ok me hasam. They'll just say, it's not recognizable that this is being read for Parshas Shkalim. All you're doing is just continuing. Right, most people that those days didn't have a chumash. They didn't know the break. They figured you just continue reading through. They have no idea that's Parshas Shkalim. I don't know why they can just make a clap and say, we're reading Parshas Shkalim now. But okay, but he says the people won't recognize that you're reading Parshas Shkalim. Ella Amar Abaye, what they do is you read You read six olim are called up from Parshas Tetzaveh, inclusive of the first part of Parshas Kitisa. You go straight through Vasisa Kiyor, which is the end of the section for Shkalim, and then you repeat it. Right, the Chad Tani Vikari Mikitisa Ad Vasisa, and then you repeat that portion of Kitisa for Parsha Shkalim, and then everyone recognizes, we're repeating it. That must be it's set off as something special.
So
Tetzaveh
is before Kitisa.
Correct. Right. Truma Tetzaveh Kitisa. That's the Mesvei. So they asked the Amar Yitzchak Nafcha. Right. This is they're asking Amar Yitzchak Nafcha. Yitzchak Nafcha was the one who said that you read the whole Parsha Tetzaveh 6, and the seventh Oleg gets Parsha Shkalim. So Mesvei. So this is talking about where Rosh Chodesh Adar turns out to be on Shabbos. Okay. Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Shabbos of Shkolim, right? May say Rosh Chodesh Adar would be for a Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to the parsha that sum up the parsha Shkolim. Means the next Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Name for now, whether or not it's beforehand, which means Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Parsha Tetzaveh. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the parsha next to Parshas Kitisa. Ben Mifonea, meaning Rosh Chodesh Adar is the Parsha before Kitisa, which is Parshas Tetzaveh, Ben Lacharea, or falls out on the Parsha afterwards, which would be Parshas Vayakel, by Kitisa then Vayakel. So Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the Shabbos, either right before or after Parshas Kitisa. Korin Osa, they read Parshas Shkalim, because Rosh Chodesh Adar is when we read Parshas Shkalim, that's when we read Parshas Shkalim. The Koflin Osa, and you repeat it. That sounds like you're repeating it to make it to. That's how you do it. You read the whole parsha and then you repeat it. So it makes the Gemara says Bishlama Abaye Nicha. That writes and makes sense to Abaye, who says that that's what you do. You repeat it. El Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who says that we don't repeat parsha Shkalim. Whether what you do is you continue. It becomes one of the olim. You continue it straight through. Right. So Kasha, why does the Brisa here say that you repeat it? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Even according to Abaye, this doesn't make sense because. I understand why you would repeat it if Parshas Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Parshas Shkalim, falls out on Parsha the week before Kitisa. But the week after Kitisa, everyone knows, we read it last week. Why would you have to repeat it? So he said, Amar Leih Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Vilabaye Minicha Teinu Lefaneh Lacharecha Lacharei Hei Mishkachas La. How do you going to repeat Parsha Shkalim, but Kitisa after Parsha Vayakel? Let me repeat it. There is nothing to repeat. Right, Parsha Shkalim is not in Parsha Vayakel. And Lama Yisrael Meimar, what do you have to say? Kofla b'Shabbosos, Hachanami Kofla b'Shabbosos. What does it mean, Kofla? It means Kofla b'Shabbosos. Means you read it, you repeat it a second time, meaning a second week in a row. Kofla b'Shabbosos, which means if the first Shabbos you read Kitisa for Parsha Shavua and the next Parsha is Vayakel, so you Kofel Kitisa, meaning you read Parsha Shkalim again. You read Kitisa last week, and this week is Parsha Shkalim. Hachanami Kofla B'Shabbosos. So too, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Parsha Tetzaveh, so for the Maftir, you're going to read Parsha Shkalim, and next week, which is Parsha Kitisa, you're going to read Parsha Shkalim again. That's what it means. That's what it means Kofla, not repeated in the same Shabbos. This happens to be on the calendar. It's just one of the anomalies that you're going to be reading the same Parsha 2 weeks in a row. Okay. Chalios, if Parsha Shkalim falls out, bit Kitisa, which I don't think happens for us, but if Parsha Shkalim actually falls out on Parsha's Kitisa, so now you're literally reading it twice in the same week. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Karushita, you recall up six, Min Vasisa Ad Vayakel, you read the whole Parsha, from the beginning until Vayakel, V'chad Kar Mikitisa Ad Vasisa, and then you go back and you read Parsha Shkalim again. Maskiflo Abaye says, Hashda Amri L'mafreyahu Dekari. What people are going to say is you're reading backwards. This people are going to realize. Before Rabbi said, people aren't going to realize that you're reading Parsha Shkalim for the sake of Parsha Shkalim. But now they're going to realize that you're reading backwards. Okay. So he says that if you do that, if you read from the beginning of Kitisa to the end, and then you go back from Maftir to read the beginning of Kitisa, people are going to say you're reading the Torah out of order. How can you read the Torah out of order? So Ella Amar Abai, what does Abai say that you do? Karushita Advayakel. You read six, but how did he say it? He said you read Shita Minva. Oh, okay, I messed that up. Rav Yitzchak Nachman says what you do is you don't read the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa. You start basically from Sheni of Parshas Ki Tisa, which is Va'asisa, which is after the Parshas Shkalim, right? So let's just say it's like the first, it isn't, but let's say Sheni from Parshas Shkalim, from Parshas Ki Tisa, you skip that first part, which is read for Parshas Shkalim, then you read from that portion till the end, and then you go back and read the beginning. That's why Abaye says, oh, you're reading out of order. So Abaye says, what you do, El Rabbi, Karushita, no, you read six from the beginning of the parsha until Vayakel, and then you go back and you read the beginning. But you read Parsha Shkalim from the beginning. You don't skip any part, right? You go back, but the first, the Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman said, you skip that first part, which is Parsha Shkalim, and then go back and read it at the end. Abaye didn't like that because that's out of order. He said, just read the whole parsha and then go back to read it. Now you're not doing anything out of order, you're just repeating. So Tanaka Vasili Abaye, so we have a brisa that supports Abaye, which said, Chal diyos b'kitisa atzma, if Parshas Shkalim falls out on Parshas Kitisa itself, Korin Osa, you read Korin Osa, the Parsh, Korin Osa, the Koplin Osa. You read it, and you repeat it. So it means you read it twice. You read it from the Parshas Shavua, and then from after you go back and you read it again. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Chal liyos b'socha Shabbos. This is talking about if that was all Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week? Say falls out on Thursday. I don't think it falls out on Wednesday. Falls out on Thursday. Okay. When do we read Parsha Shkalim? So it says Makdimin l'Shabbos she'avra. You read Parsha Shkalim the prior week, the prior Shabbos, the Shabbos she'avra. Okay. Itmar, they learned in the Beis Medrash. Rosh Chodesh Adar shechal yos erev Shabbos. What happens if it falls out? Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. Which you can't call out on Friday, right? You can't? Yeah, okay, what falls out on Friday? What falls out on Friday? So Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says, yeah, okay, fell out during the week, prior Shabbos, you read it. But Shmuel Amar Ma'acharon. No, you read it the day after. You push it back to the subsequent Shabbos, which is the next day. You push it back to tomorrow. Right, so Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says, Makdimin, why? The Imkein Batsri Luhu Yomei Shulchanos. The problem, the reason why you read Parsha Shkalim is because you want to get the money changers out in the field to start the exchange of money for the Shkalim. And we have to remind everybody, we read Parsha Shkalim to remind them to start getting ready to give the Shkalim. So right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, is it Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. So he says, what happens is that if, on the 15th of Adar, that's when the Shulchanos sit down to start the changing. So therefore, we have to be Kriya Shkalim to Rosh Chodesh Adar, so people will be ready 2 weeks in advance, because we always said we need 2 weeks. That's according to Shita Rishim Gamliel. Now, if we push Parsha Shkalim off till tomorrow, which is Rosh Chodesh, then we're going to lose the 15 day advance, right? Because now you're not going to have 2 weeks from when you went Parsha Shkalim till the 15th. You're going to have less. Shmuel Amar Me'achrin, he says you push it, you do it tomorrow, you read it the next day, the subsequent Shabbos. Amar Lach, he says, Sof, Chamesar B'malei Shabsa Mikla, Shulchanos Lo Nafke Adchad Shabsa. Even, let's just say you had a case where the 15th falls out on Shabbos. The Shulchanos aren't going to be open until the next day, which is the 16th. They're going to be missing the day anyway. We're not so concerned that you miss a day here or a day there. We don't care about that. Right? Shulchanos Lo Nafke Ad Chamesar, Hilkach Ma'achrin, therefore we're Ma'achrin. Why? Because he doesn't want to have a Shabbos that's in between two parshas to try to avoid having space. So if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, and I read Parsha Shkalim the week before, so the next day is going to be Beis Adar. On Beis Adar, we're not going to read anything because we're not going to read Parsha Zachor then, because Parsha Zachor we're going to push up to Tes Adar because that's going to be the week before Purim. So that's why he says, look, we're worried about that we're not going to have enough time. Don't worry, we don't always have enough time. Sometimes you don't get to 15 days. It's okay. Okay, Tanan. So now we ask on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel said, the case is Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. When do we read Shkalim? The week before or the day after? So Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Chal Dios B'socha Shabbos. Our Mishnah says, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, right, Makdim L'Sha'avar, you read it the prior week, Makdim L'Avar, right, Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and we will have a break. We'll have a break. And one of those weeks, we will not read Parsha Zohar, which means the next day, that day afterwards, which is Beis Adar, we won't read Parsha Zohar. We'll skip that week. Right? My lav does not mean afilu b'erev Shabbos. It says during the week. Friday is during the week. So doesn't that mean that even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, we read Parsha Zohar the previous Shabbos? Sorry, Parsha Shkalim, the previous Shabbos. Mar says, lo, no, that's not the case. Lo, besocha Shabbos dafka. Besocha Shabbos means in the middle of the week, which means, conveniently, would mean Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It won't mean Friday. Friday will consider it part of Shabbos, and therefore we'll push it to the following day. That's how Shmuel is going to read the our Mishnah. So Tashma, another question on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. You read Parsha Shkalim the next day, tomorrow. So Tashma, Ezo hi Shabbos Rishona, which is the first week of the Arba Parshos in which that you would read Parsha Shkalim, Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha, any Shabbos where Rosh Chodesh falls out during its week, which is the week beforehand. Va'afilu b'Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, boom, that's a kashan on Shmuel. So my lav, afilu b'Erev Shabbos, dumya desocha. Erev Shabbos would be the same thing as during the week. Ma tocha magdimim, just like it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, you prove it, move it to the week before the prior Shabbos. Af Erev Shabbos magdimim to the prior Shabbos. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, that's not what besocha means. Besocha means, but. Shmuel says, besocha means, lo tocha shvua el toch Shabbos asmo. It means on it, on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in on Shabbos, you read Parsha Shkalim there. Besocha doesn't mean during the week, it means Besocha means on it that day itself, and therefore this Brisa is not discussing a case of where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week. It's discussing a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Okay, so then the Mara says, Kitanai, this Machlokas, Rav Shmuel, as to whether or not when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, we read Parsha Shkalim the week before or the day after. Okay. So let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week. So we have the Lashon of the Brice says, Misargin l'Shabbosos, which seems to mean you skip. See, we're giving means you skip for Shabbos. I mean, between the first Shabbos and the second Shabbos of the Dalet Parshios, there's going to be a skip where we don't read, which makes sense. That means you read if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, you read Parsha Shkalim the week before. The subsequent Shabbos you skip, and the following Shabbos you read Parsha Zachor. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ein Misargin. We don't skip. We don't want to have a break. We want to read Parsha Zachor the week after Parsha Shkalim. We don't want to have a Shabbos in between. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar comes to explains. Ein Masayani Omer Ein Misargin. When do I say that we don't skip? I don't mean like Peshitta that we never skip. There's a certain situation we're not going to skip, which is Bizman Shechal Yosef Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, that's when we're going to skip. Because Rosh Chodesh Adar is Friday. On Beis, we're going to read Parshas Shkalim. The next Shabbos tests, we're going, the next Shabbos, no, I don't know what I'm saying. No, right, he says that we go the week before. He goes the week before. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. So we're going to read Shkalim the week before. The next day, after Rosh Chodesh's Beis, we're going to skip. And the following week on test, we'll read Parsha Zachor. So, Emasai Omer Ein Misargin, that's Bezman Shechal Lios Be'er Shabbos. Ava Bezman Shechal Lios Besocha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on any other week during any other day during the week, then Makdim, you read it the prior week, Makdim Mekor Mishabbos She'avra, Afal Pisho Shvat. Even though it's going to be in Shvat, right, it's going to be in Shvat, it's going to be all the way earlier, that's when you read it, and then it'll be okay. So I'll read it then. The subsequent week, we'll skip. And the subsequent week, we'll read Parsha Zachor. He says, the only reason, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel. The case that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that we don't skip is when Rosh Chodesh Adar, is when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. Then we read Shkalim the next day, which is Beis. And then we read Zachor the next week, which is Tes, before Purim. That's when I say we don't. That's exactly the Shita of Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is holding, Rav is holding like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and Shmuel is holding like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Okay. Next, Bishnia, the second of the Arba Parshios, is Parsha Zachor. So Itmar learned in the base measures. Purim, okay, so Purim here is going to be Yudalid, right? Purim of Yudalid, Shechalios be'erev Shabbos, that falls out on Friday. Okay, it's the same machlokas now. So Purim falls out on Friday. When do we read Parsha Zachor? Right? Be'er Shabbos. Rav Amar Makdim in Parsha Zachor. We read Parsha Zachor the week beforehand. Shmuel Amar Me'achrin. You read Parshas Zachar the next day, which would be Shushan Purim. You read it the next day. Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says you make it the week prior. Ki heichid lo tiktum asiyah lezechira. So the asiyah, which is the Mishnah of Yontif, because we defeated Amalek, should take place, shouldn't take place before we remember Amalek. Parshas Zachar, remember Amalek. Parshas Purim, and Purim, we defeated Amalek. So let's have the zechira, which is Parshas Amalek, prior to the asiyah, which is the Maisa of Purim. So that's why you have to, if the Purim falls on a Friday, read Parshas Zachar the week before. Ki heichid lo tiktum asiyah lezechira. Ushmul Amr Achrin, he says you push it off to the next day. He says Amr Lach came on the Ika Mukafin, the Avdi B'chameshar, B'chameshar, Asiyah V'Zechir B'Hadi Hadadik Asim. Since Shushan Purim has a status of a Purim, so we'll read it on Shushan Purim, and then the Asiyah and the Zechir are on the same day. He doesn't, that's okay for him. So now we're going to ask questions again on Shmuel. Tanan, our Mishnah says, B'Shnia is Zachar. The second Shabbos, right, is Parsha Zachar. And our, how, so a case was in our Mishnah, if you look at, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Korin Parsha Shkalim. And then it says, B'Shabbos Zachar, B'Shnia Zachar. So the questioner is thinking that B'Shnia is describing the first case of the Mishnah, which would be Rosh Chodesh Adar that fell out on Shabbos. Okay, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, it says the second is Parsha Zachar. The second week is Parsha, we read Parsha Zachar. So let's figure it out. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so that's Aleph on Shabbos. And when's Purim going to fall out? Purim will then fall out on Friday. So the case in the Mishnah, according to this, is that Purim is on Friday. And it says, right, it says Rosh Chodesh Tan Bishnia Zachar. The second week we read Zachar, which means you read Purim's falling out on Friday, you read Parsha Zachar the week before. Right? We just said, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, Tekatani Mishniyah, and it says in the Mishnah you read it the second week. It means the week after Shkalim, you read Parsha Zachar, which means Rosh Chodesh Adar, which means Purim fell out on Friday, we're reading it the prior week. Kasha on Shmuel. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, no, my Shniyah, what does it mean Shniyah? Shmiyah in the Mishnah means Shniyah Lahafsaka, which means, I think it just sort of means that it's the second parsha that you read. There could be a week, it's the second week, it's after the break. Which means if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Shnia doesn't mean the next week, it means after the break, the second parsha you read is Parsha Zachar. Because according to them, according to Shmuel, you have a break. Because you're going to Rosh Chodesh falls out on Adar.
You have Shkolem.
On Rosh Chodesh.
Right. And
break. 15th would be Parsha Zachar. On the 15th.
But that's not the second week after the break, that's the first week after the break.
So it's the second Parsha being read after you have the break. Exactly. I'm pretty sure. Gemara. Yeah. I think that's how he reads it. I don't know. Tell me if he does it differently. Okay, so Tashma, another question. Eza Shabbos Shnia. What's considered the second week in which you would read Parsha Zachar? Kol Shechal Purim, this is the same question we had last time. Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha. If you have, I guess, Purim that comes the week afterwards, right? Vatvilu Erev Shabbos. No, sorry. Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha, you read it the week before. Any time, right? If Purim falls out during the week, you read the Parsha of Zachar the week, the Shabbos before. Vatvilu Erev Shabbos, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos. My love, Erev Shabbos Dum L'Socha. That means Erev Shabbos is similar to any other day during the week. Ma B'Socha Makdimin. If Purim falls out on a Tuesday, you read it the week before. So too, if Purim falls out on Friday, you read Parsha Socha the week before. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. So Amar Shmuel says, no, it doesn't mean B'Socha. Like we said before, it means Ba. Which means, Ezu Shabbos Shnia, Kol Shechal Purim Ba. If Purim itself falls out on Shabbos, which we can't really have in our calendar, if Purim itself falls out on Shabbos, you read Parsha Socha that day. I guess there are times that you are Makdis to Chodesh al Piyaria, maybe Purim could fall out on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, Chal Lihios B'Shabbos Atzma. Okay? So Purim falls out on Shabbos itself. Again, we cannot, in our day and age, that can't happen.
So there's still a remnant to that.
That what?
That the Shabbos, because in Yerushalayim it can be.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Do you learn Parsha Zachar that Shabbos?
Well, that was we just said. That means.
No.
No, because we pass like Rav.
What?
Because we pass like Rav.
Right. So we lay in Shabbos Zachar the same Shabbos as Chutz Lachos.
which is
the Purim is on a Friday here.
Right.
It's on a Shabbos at Eretz Yisrael.
Right, so we arrange parshas off the week before.
Correct.
Right.
What do they do that Shabbos though?
In Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
I don't think they read parshas off that week.
They do not read parshas off. But Mishnah Berurah says, that they read Vayavo HaMalek?
Because they read the Purim laning, no?
That's right.
Right.
What Haftorah do they lane?
When they're reading that from Maftir?
Yeah.
I don't know, what are they...
Mishnah Berurah says it's the same Haftorah for Parshas Zohar.
Interesting.
As far as I know, it's the only time in the year where it's possible, it's a very good trivia question.
Right.
The only time it's possible that the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row.
It's probably the only time that you'll read the same parsha in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz and have a different Haftorah. Right? Probably. You can have a different Haftorah if you read a different parsha, but interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, okay, but what's the reason why Rosh Chodesh Adar can't fall out? What's the reason why Purim can't fall out on Shabbos? The reason is because if it falls out on Shabbos, Purim Adar is always chaser, which makes it a 29 day month, and therefore, if it falls out on Shabbos, then Pesach will end up falling out on a Monday, and Pesach can't fall out on a Monday, right? Pesach can't be Monday. Which of the days of Pesach can't be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday? It can't be the first day of Pesach. Okay, right? Lo Badu Pesach. That's the acronym. Lo Badu Pesach. So if you have Rosh Chodesh, if you have Purim on a Shabbos, that means Rosh Chodesh Adar was on a Friday. And that means if you do the calculations, Pesach will end up falling out on a Monday, and it can't. Okay. So Chal Lios B'Shabbos Atzma. So let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos itself. Amar Rav Huna, the Divrei Kol Ein Makdimin. Everyone would agree that you read Parsha Zachor on the Shabbos before. Chal Lios B'Shabbos Atzma. Purim Divrei Kol Ein Makdimin. No, we do not read Parsha Zachor to the Shabbos before. Rather, you read it itself on Purim Day. On Purim Day itself, because then the problem having Purim before Parsha Zachor is you don't want to have the Asiyah before the Zechira, but on the same day it's okay. So Chal Yos B'Shabbos Atzma Amar Rav Huna L'Divrei Kol Ein Makdimin. We don't make it the week before; we read it that day. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says no, Adayin Hi Machlokas. That's still going to be a Machlokas. Rav Shmuel, I mean, Rav would say even in this instance he would make it earlier. He doesn't want to have it at the same time. He wants to have the Zechira beforehand. And Shmuel would say, oh, you can read it on that day. Itmar Nami, like Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Purim pulls out on Shabbos, Makdim V'Kor B'Shabbos She'Avar Zachar. The prior week, you read Parsha Zachar, so according to this, that Rav himself will be, this is Amar Rav, Rav himself says explicitly that you make it earlier, because Rav's going to hold, and you don't want to have the Asiyah and the Zechira at the same time, you want to have the Zechira before the Asiyah, so if Purim's on Shabbos, you would have to read Parsha Zachar the week before on the 7th. Okay. Bishlishis. The third parsha of the Talmud Parashios is Para Aduma. Parshas Chukas, Parshas Para. Parshas Para is not tied to any specific date. It's tied to one of the Parashios. When do you read Parshas Para? So Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third week that you read Parshas Para? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Yachareah. The Shabbos after Purim, basically. That's when you read Parshas Para. Itmar, another statement. Rabbi Chamer Rabbi Chanina Amar Shabbos Hasmucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what's the anchor for Parra? Purim or Rosh Chodesh? Turns out to be pretty much the same week. But Velo Pligi, and they're not arguing. They're not arguing here for what's its anchor. Rather, Rabbi Chama, he says the Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so that's the week you're going to read Parshas Chodesh. So therefore, we can read Parshas Parah the week before Parshas Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Baha, the Bryce that says that you read Parshas Parah the week after Parshas Parah, after Purim, right, is the Iklab Emsa Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the middle of the week. If it falls out during the middle of the week, then I'm going to have to read Parshas Chachodesh the week before, and therefore I'm going to have to read Parshas Parah the week before that, which is the week after, turns out to be the Shabbos after Purim. Okay. Birevius, the Mishnah said the fourth of the Arah Parshios is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Parshios HaChodesh? Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring the Braisa. This is the Braisa that we've been quoting all along. Now we're going to have it in its entirety. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Korin, we read, Kitisa, on that Rosh Chodesh Adar, we read Parshios Kitisa, Umaftirin b'Yehoyada. Read Parsha Shkalim, and you're maftir in Yehoyada, which is Malachim Beis, which is talking about where they came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the Beis HaMikdash was in disrepair, so they're collecting, raising money to, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, same concept of Shkalim, raising money for the Mikdash. The Ezohi Shabbos Rishona, which is Shabbos Rishona, in other words, here it's saying, if Rosh Chodesh Adar does not fall out on Shabbos, on which Shabbos to read Parsha Shkalim, Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pesocha, a Afilu Erev Shabbos, like Rav, this is going to be at the day, the week prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar is when we'll read Parsha Shkalim. If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, you read Parsha Shkalim the week before, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. B'shnia, the second is Parsha Zachor. Umaftirin, the Haftor is Pikadati Yisasher Asar Malik Yisrael. It's the Melchama of Shaul against Agag. That's what you read. Ezer Shabbos Shnia, which is going to be the second week. It's called Shechal Purim Lios Besocha V'Filu Erev Shabbos. Any, if the you read Parsha Shkol, you read Parsha Zachor the week before. And the week that the Shabbos before that Purim falls out, even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, you read Parsha Zachor the week before. Vashlishis, the third parsha is Parah Aduma. Umaftirin, the Haftorah is Vazarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim, right? That discusses the Tahara of the Tahara of Bnei Yisrael in Yecheskel. The Ezi Shabbos Shlishis. What Shabbos? Which week is Shabbos Shlishis? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Yecharei. It's the Shabbos that follows Purim. Okay. Berevi is the fourth of the Arba Parashos, Zachodesh Zelechem, Umaftirin, and Aftor is Koemar, Shem, Elokim, Barishon, Mechal, Chodesh, which is discussed in the third base of Middash, and all the Korbanos that you bring in the third base of Middash. That's also in Yecheskel Parak, that's in Parak from Hev, Yecheskel. The Ezuhi Shabbos, which is Revius, and which is that week? Kol Shachal, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lios Besocha. Right? If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, Afilu Erev Shabbos, then you read Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before. Okay, now there's this massively long Rashi. This long Rashi basically goes through all the permutations of how the Dal Parshas have read, depending on when Rosh Chodesh falls out. Let's read the first couple lines. He says, first he says, Ezer Shabbos, he says here, Afilu Chal Be'erev Shabbos. So all the other times when we have the Rosh Chodesh fall down on Erev Shabbos, Shmuel argued. And so you make it the week after. Here he doesn't argue. He says he still make it the week before. So Rashi points out, "Baha modesh Shmuel, the Erev Shabbos dumi l'socha magdimim, the ef shema achrin kidmiya asil l'shmiya." Here, the whole point of Parshas Chodesh is to tell you that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh to get ready. You can't tell you to get ready for Rosh Chodesh after it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Va'ana nogim b'kul karav. We go like Rav in all cases. Chutz mi purim shechal yosh b'shabbos atzma. Right, except for when Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, dahi lo ikla klal, that can't happen at all. To imkain, because that's the case, have Rosh Chodesh Adar be'echa b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Sheni b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be on Monday, Shari Adar lo olam chaser, v'imkain have le Pesach b'Sheni b'Shabbos, v'kaim Allah de lo badu Pesach, like we said. V'yom in haru'un l'kvius Rosh Chodesh Adar, what days can Rosh Chodesh Adar fall out on, is Zabdu. Zion is Shabbos, Beis is Monday, Dal is Wednesday, and Vav is Friday. Then the rest of Rashi goes through what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on Shabbos. How do we read the Arba Parashios? Monday, how do we read the Arba Parashios? It's an interesting Rashi, you don't have time for it, but he goes through all the permutations of which Shabbos you would skip, because it's going to be a Shabbos you're going to skip, which Shabbos you don't skip. It's actually a situation where you might have to skip two Shabbosim, but Shabbosos. So, that's whatever. Interesting Rashi. Okay, then the Mishnah said, B'chamisha, the fifth week, I mean the week after, Chozun l'skesidron, we go back to the regular order. So Gemara says, L'seder mai, what order are we going back to? So Rabbi Ami Amar L'seder Parshios Uchozer. He says we go back to the regular Parshios, which meant during these 4 weeks that you read Arba Parshios, you didn't read the Parshios of Shavua. You just read these Arba Parshios, I guess, over and over and over again. Right? Rabbi Yirmi Amar L'seder Haftorah Uchozer. No, we go back to the Haftorah, to the regular Maftir. Meaning all these weeks, we would read the regular Parshios Shavua and just have the Arba Parshios as the Maftir. So Amar Abai says, Kivasei de Rav Ami Mistabra. Like Rav Ami makes sense that you are reading, that you're going back to the Seder HaParshios. That means that you're skipping the Parshios all this time. Ditnan, as our Mishnah says, I'm not sure I get this. The Kol Mavsikin, right, for every time you stop the regular Parshios Shavua and you read Me'ina Ma'ora, you mean you read what's doing for that week, the Rosh Chodeshim, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tanios, Mamados, Yom Kippurim. So Atanias, the problem is that Atanias only falls out during the week, not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, the Amar coins from Ami makes sense let's say the Parsha Sukkos there, you go back to the Avra Parsha, so you stop reading the Parsha Shavua, and then on the fifth week, you go back to reading the Parsha Shavua. Hainu, that's why the Mishnah ends, L'chol mafsikin l'taniyos l'mamados, t'ika Parsha v'chol, because you would have that Parsha being read during the week. I guess so. But El Lamanda Amr, according to Rav Yirmiyahu, the Seder Haftoros Sukkos there, you only go back to the Seder of the Haftoros, right, which means that during each Shabbos you were reading the regular Parsha Shavua, Haftorah b'chol mi'ika. There's no Haftorah in the chol. I'm not sure I follow what the proof is. If someone can help me out, I don't know. Right? He says, we're trying to prove during the Dalai Parshios, did you read the Parsha Shavua or not? So he says, it makes sense that we did not read the Parsha Shavua because our Mishnah says that you don't read Parsha Shavua during any of these times. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tanias. The problem is that Tanios...
Because those happen during the week.
Right, okay.
So on Shabbos, you can't tell that you skipped the Parsha. That's what it's telling you.
Right, but he's saying that you do...
On regular, the other ones, each one's happening on Shabbos.
Okay.
So you know that if something's out of order, you've skipped one, you've pushed off, whatever it is. Here, because all those things happen during the week, it doesn't make a difference for Shabbos. That's what that seems...
Right, okay.
That's trying to say.
All right,
if Purim falls out on the Thursday, the 14th, is on Thursday, how come we don't read part of that Shabbos 2 days later?
According to this, we do. We have to go through. I don't think it can fall on Thursday, but I think.
Look at that note.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at
that
the chart.
That note has that whole thing.
Right.
I'm looking at the chart. So Thursday.
I don't know. I'm just going to try to finish up.
I'm looking at the whole thing also.
If Purim falls out on a Thursday, it says you don't read Purim. So that's what Rashi probably goes through it. Rashi doesn't say that's the one thing you're going to skip. You're going to have to skip because you're going to get it closer. You have to get it closer to Purim. Has to be closer to Chodesh.
Full size note there.
Yeah, because that note probably goes through this entire Rashi.
That whole note.
Goes through the whole Rashi. Okay. All right. So Gemara says V'idach, the one who argues says Hakadi Isra, Hakadi Isra. No, each one is according to its own thing. Meaning that if it's during the Chol, you read Kriyas HaTorah without the Haftorah, so that's pushed off because of whatever's going on that day. But on Shabbos, since you also have Maftir, you don't have to skip the Parsha. You read the entire Parsha, and whatever's going on that day, you're reading the Haftorah. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Ubetanios, like if a Tanios falls out on Monday or Thursday, Lamli Afsaka, why do I have to stop, not read the Parsha Shavua, and only read about the Tanios? Likrei Mitzafra B'yon Diyoma, read the Parsha Shavua on in Shacharis, uve Mincha betanisa, and in Mincha read the Tainis one. We do read both in Shacharis and Mincha. So the Gemara says, Misaile le Rav Huna, that makes sense. According, this is a proof for Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna mitzafra kinufaya, that on the Shacharis, I guess they didn't lane. They would all gather together and do tshuva. He says that that's what they would get together, right? So hechi avdina. So how did they do it? We saw this Gemara in Tainis. Amra Abaye. Abaye says mitzafra lepalgadiyoma, the first half of the day. They check into what's going on in the city, which I mean they do a cheshbon nefesh. When we pagal yom lupanya, for the next half of the day, split up into two. Revida yom akari maftri, for a quarter of the last half of the day, they read the Torah and they're maftir. For revida yom abayi rachmi, and the last quarter of the day, they do say slichos and they and other tachanunim. Shenemar is the pasuk when they in Ezra, which is actually in Nehemiah, but where they were discussing their sins, which was with the foreign wives. It says, "Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem elokeihem b'reviyas hayom, for a quarter of the day, u'reviyas misvadim mishnachem." And the other fourth, they would bow down and daven to Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Well, how do you know that's the last half of the day? Maybe that's the first half of the day." V'ipuchana, and say that they did this in the beginning of the day. So there's no sokadaitach. You can't think that because haksiv, because it says this is in Ezra. The Eli yasu kol charab b'devrei elokei Yisrael al ma'al hagola v'ani yoshev. Mishomeim ad l'minchas ha'arev, right? Uksiv b'minchas ha'arev kamti mitanisi. Basically, he sat and I zecheshbon nefesh till mincha, and then I got up and then I did the davening. So you see from here that the davening is the second half of the day. And what did they do in the second half of the day? The first half of that they would lain, and the second half they would do tachanunim. Okay, let's just the Mishnah is pretty simple unless you have a lot to say on the Mishnah. No. Okay, so let's read the Mishnah. Okay, v'Pesach on Pesach, what do we read? Okay. So on the Yontif Rishon of Pesach, what parsha do we read? Korin parsha Shmo'ad Shal Torah Sakohanim. You read the parsha about all the holidays that's in it's in Vayikra, right? It's Shor Kesev Oez Ki Yivaleid until Vayyavar Moshe Shmo'ad Yisrael B'nei Yisrael. Then we got Tzeres, Ad Shavuos, what do we read? Shiva Shavuos, right? Shiva Shavuos, which is Devarim Peres Tazayin. Rosh Hashanah, we read Bachodesh Hashvi Be'echel HaKodesh, which is also in Vayikra Perach of Gimel. B'Yom Kippurim, you read Achrimos, which talks about the Seder of Lodos Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. B'Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag, the first day of Sukkos, Korim Yiparshosh Mo'adosh HaBetoros Kohanim. We read the same thing we read the first day of Pesach, we read the first day of Shavuos. B'Shar, well, the only day of Shavuos, the only day of Sukkos, I mean, because it was only one day. B'Shar Kol Yomos HaChag, and all the rest of the days of Sukkos, you read Birkarbanos. You read the Rekabonos HaChag, keep reading, you know, repeat. B'Chanukah, we read Nisiyim, Parshas HaNisiyim, which is Chanukah Samizbeach. B'Purim, you read Vayovo HaMalik. Rosh HaChadashim, you read B'Rosh HaChadshechem, which we went through how you break that up into four. The Ma'amados, which was mentioned before, the Ma'amados, when they're davening in their cities, when it's there, Kohanim who are giving the Karbonos, they do read Ma'isa Bereishis. Again, we discussed how you break that up. V'Ta'anios, on the fast days, they read brachos with klolos, which seems to me read the tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. Okay, ein masikim beklolos el echa koras kula. We don't even break that up. One person reads all of them. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos mincha on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos mincha korin kisidron. We read from that parsha. The ein olim lehem milcheshbon, but doesn't count. Meaning you may have read rishon on Thursday. You don't start on Shabbos by sheni. It doesn't count. You have to go start from the beginning. And how do we know that we do this? And every yontif, you have to read something the inyon of that day. Shenemar vayidaber Moshe es moadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael mitzvasan shu korin kol echav yechav esmano. The mitzvah is that vayidaber Moshe the moadei on the moed. You have to be talking about the moed itself. Can we stop here? Pick up for the Gemara.